Welcome to the finale of our special musical production of A Modern Day Parable, Welcome Back Home. The story began with Michelle Landon, a gifted but restless church soloist who felt stifled by the disciplined faith of her home, contrasting sharply with her rule-following sister Liz. Driven by a hunger for fame and a secret desire to fulfill her late mother's unachieved dreams, Michelle lied to her father, Jeremiah, to audition for American Idol, where she earned a golden ticket to Hollywood. Despite her father's loving but firm opposition, based on his fear that the secular spotlight would swallow her whole, Michelle used her grandmother's trust fund to finance her escape to Los Angeles, leaving behind a heartbroken Jeremiah and a judgmental Liz, who felt betrayed by her sister's choices. Once in the competition, Michelle signed a forbidden management contract with Isaac Hayes and quickly plunged into a destructive lifestyle of missed rehearsals, heavy drinking, and, eventually, a crisis involving substance use and an unwanted pregnancy, which led to her being brutally abandoned by her boyfriend and publicly disqualified from the show, stripped of her money, stolen by Hayes, and abandoned by all her fair-weather friends. Michelle hit rock bottom, but through the compassionate guidance of Pastor Moses Brown and the faithful, though eventually distant prayers of her friend Suzanne, she found her way back to God and, embracing the parable of the prodigal son, purchased a ticket home, where she was finally met and embraced by her waiting father in a powerful moment of grace on the street.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to us.
When the mistress left home many years ago, if you said she'd be back, I'd have told you no. I must make this feast one of delight. To show out of wrong, God can make things right. Kill the fatted cow, pour out new wine. Invite all the neighbors to come and dine. He's coming back for sinners like me. If your life is dark, He can make it clean. Yeah, yeah.
God is so good. God is so good.
Yeah, yeah.
God is so good.
He's so good to us. Well, yeah.
God is so good.
Yeah, yeah.
God is so good.
God is so good.
God is so good.
He's so good to us.
Surprised to see you here. We didn't expect you until the weekend.
I finished my last exam early and decided to drive tonight instead of waiting. Kara, why are all these people here? Whose cars are those outside?
Your father didn't call you?
Call me about what? Is everything okay? Did something happen?
Everything's fine, honey. Better than fine, actually. Your sister came home.
Michelle is here now?
She came home 2 days ago. Your father's been so happy, Liz. Happier than I've seen him in months.
So he threw her a party?
He wanted to celebrate. She's been through so much.
She's been through so much? Kara, she chose to leave. She took Grandma Rose's money and threw it away. She lied. She hurt Daddy. She embarrassed our whole family. And now, she just shows up and gets a party?
Liz, it's not like that.
Where's my father? Dad, can I talk to you privately?
Liz, sweetheart, you made it. I tried to call you earlier, but it went to voicemail. Come, let me introduce you to Pastor Brown.
Dad, I need to talk to you now.
Okay, let's go to my study. Excuse me. What's wrong?
What's wrong? Dad, Michelle's been gone for more than 2.5 years. Do you have any idea what that time has been like for me? Watching you worry yourself sick? Seeing you jump every time the phone rang, hoping it was her? Going to church and hearing people whisper about our family?
Liz.
And I stayed, Dad. I stayed and did everything right. I kept my grades up. I led Bible study. I helped with the youth mission trip. I was here for you when she wasn't.
And I'm grateful for that.
then why does it feel like she gets rewarded for running away while I get taken for granted for staying?
This isn't a reward, Liz. Your sister is hurting. She's been through things that—
Things she chose. She made her choices, Dad. Why should we celebrate bad choices?
We're not celebrating her choices. We're celebrating her return. We're celebrating that she's alive and safe and home.
It's not fair.
You're right. It's not fair. It's grace. And grace is never fair. It's always more than we deserve.
So what about me? Where's my party for doing the right thing?
Liz, I love you. I'm so proud of you. But your sister was lost, and now she's found. Can't you be happy about that?
I need some air.
Liz, I didn't know you were coming home tonight.
Clearly. Otherwise, you might have waited for a different day to have your grand return.
Liz, I'm sorry.
For which part? For taking Grandma's money? For lying to Dad? For humiliating our family on national television? For making me watch Daddy's heartbreak every single day you were gone?
For all of it. For everything.
That's convenient.
It's the truth.
Do you have any idea what these past 2 years have been like for us? For me? While you were out there chasing your dreams and living your life, I was here picking up the pieces. I was the one who held Daddy when he cried. I was the one who had to face everyone at church. I was the one who stayed.
I know.
Do you? Because it doesn't look like you know. It looks like you waltz back in and everything's forgiven and forgotten. There's a party in there, Michelle. A party. Like you're some kind of hero for coming home.
I don't feel like a hero.
Good, because you're not. You're the prodigal who wasted everything and came crawling back when there was nothing left.
You're right.
What?
You're right about everything. I wasted Grandma's money. I hurt Daddy. I hurt you. I made terrible choices. And I deserve everything you're saying to me.
Well, good. At least you're finally being honest.
I lost everything, Liz. The show, the contract, the money, my reputation. I lost people I cared about. I lost myself. I did things I can't take back. Things that will haunt me for the rest of my life.
Then why come back? If you've changed so much, if you're so far from who you were, why come home?
Because I had nowhere else to go. And because I finally understood what Daddy tried to tell me before I left, about the prodigal son, about coming to your senses.
And you think that makes it okay?
No, nothing makes it okay. But maybe that's what grace is for. For when nothing's okay and you can't fix it yourself.
I prayed for you. Every single night, even when I was angry with you, I prayed for you.
I know, Suzanne told me.
Suzanne?
We reconnected. Sort of. It's complicated. But she told me that you never stopped believing I'd come home.
I wanted to stop. It would have been easier to stop, but I couldn't.
I'm sorry I put you through that. I'm sorry I made you choose between being angry with me and loving me.
I'm still angry.
I know. You have every right to be.
So, what happens now?
I don't know. I'm taking it one day at a time. Pastor Brown, the pastor from L.A. who Suzanne works with, he baptized me. He helped me find a counselor. And he came back with me to help me get settled back here. I'm trying to figure out how to put my life back together.
You got baptized? So you found your way to God?
I'm working on that. It's hard to feel close to God after everything I've done. But Pastor Brown keeps reminding me God's mercy is new every morning.
That's what Daddy always says.
Yeah, I guess I finally understand what it means.
Girls? Everything okay out here?
Yeah, Dad, I think we're okay.
Liz, there are people inside who'd love to see you. And Michelle, Pastor Shepherd is asking for you.
Tell him I'll be right there. Are you coming in?
In a minute. I need a few more minutes out here.
I know this is hard for you.
It is. But I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to choose grace over resentment.
That's all anyone can do. And Liz? You've always been my steady one, my rock. That hasn't changed. Your sister's return doesn't diminish what you mean to me.
I love her, Daddy. Even when I'm angry with her, I love her.
I know you do. And that love is going to help her heal, both of you.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but let's go celebrate my sister coming home.
My way forever. Thought I'd gone too far to turn, but But your mercy holds together everything I tried to burn. Now I stand on solid ground. My Father's arms around me strong. The lost has now been found. I'm finally home. Welcome back home. Where love has waited all along. Welcome back home. Where you've always belonged. No matter how far you roam. No matter how the door is always open. Welcome back home. Yeah. My father watched the road every day. Oh, oh, oh. Hoping, praying I'd repent. She deserved much more. But hearing my story, standing by my side, she now sees what grace is for.
Welcome back home.
Our grace is greater than our shame.
Welcome back home.
We're calling out your name.
You are forgiven, you are. You are cherished, you are loved.
The Father's running toward you.
Welcome,
welcome back home.
I was dead, but now I'm living.
I was lost, but now I'm found.
I was far, but you kept giving.
Grace that turned me around.
We hope you've enjoyed this special musical production. Be sure to check out the study guides linked in our show notes. But before we go, how is it with you? Are you a prodigal child of God? Do you need to find your way home? The Father is waiting to forgive you. All you have to do is reach toward Him.